I'm here today to speak upon the LGBTQ community and discrimination against them. The majority of LGBTQ Americans say they have experienced some form of harassment or discrimination because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. A survey found that more than half of them experienced slurs or offensive comments. Most of those who surveyed also reported that they or a friend or a family member has been threatened, harassed, sexually harassed, or has experienced violence because of their sexual orientation and gender identity. When I first came out to my dad as bisexual, his reaction was making a disgusted face, and he told me, "I'm taking you back to church." This was in 2017. I've now educated him and many others about the LGBTQ community, and that church can't really save you from being gay. When I got this reaction from him, I had many questions like, why does he think it's acceptable to be disgusted by who and what I love? As I've grown up and found out more about my sexuality, I find myself questioning society more and more every day. Why do you think it's fair to take people away from who they love? I've come to the conclusion that those in the LGBTQ community experience discrimination in schools at a young age, causing them to have more mental issues and feel isolated as they grow up. Additionally, many people in the LGBTQ community struggle to be accepted by friends and family, causing them to feel more depressed and alone. I've asked some of my LGBTQ friends if they've experienced harassment, sexual assault, or offensive comments. All of them said yes and described their stories in very much detail. The majority of LGBTQ have been bullied, sexually harassed, and experienced violence. In fact, only 20 states and the District of Columbia have anti-discrimination or anti-bullying laws that explicitly protect LGBTQ students. Approximately 55% of LGBTQ youth live in states that do not have laws that explicitly protect them from discrimination based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. How do we fix this? Well, in order for people in the LGBTQ community to live happy and healthy lives, American society needs to stop stereotyping those who are different. We have anti-transgender bills, anti-trans religious exemptions, healthcare exemptions, which would allow those with religious objections to refuse care and undermine professional standards that apply equally to everyone. For instance, a high school guidance counselor could refuse to counsel a gay teenager, citing their sincerely held religious beliefs. Adoption and foster care exemptions would allow adoption and foster care agencies to refuse to provide any adoption or foster care services that would conflict with religious beliefs of the agency, regardless of the best interest of the children in their care. For people in the LGBTQ community to be respected and understood, we, the American people, need to respect others with differences and set more laws for equality and against discrimination. We need to respect, to understand, to support people in the LGBTQ community. They've asked to be respected millions of times. They've asked for your support, and now they're done waiting. Many kids, adults, teenagers, and family members are still against LGBTQ because they don't completely understand the mindset and their way of life. In order to fix this, I believe we should better educate children, teenagers, and adults about the LGBTQ community starting at a young age. We all need to understand that people have differences, and we all need to accept and love everyone. Thank you.